Friday. Today has arrived. It's here. We can bring this gentleman on who'll be, well, let's just bring him on here, doing his version of the night before the night before Christmas. Let's just have a nice warm round of applause for a man who's a legend in his own time. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Mr. Rex King is here. Hey! Is on a radio line. this here's Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman. I'm brought to you this morning by my sponsor and my radio buddies, the good people over to Shack Electronics. What is the home? Shack Electronics, what is the home of the Magnum 100 and the Magnum 450? A couple of super stereo sound systems. Your friends probably got one of them. I got one my own self, don't you know? I got the Magnum 100 in my den there in Fridley. And it's just wonderful, I won't tell you. Make a fine, fine Christmas present for the family. And also, if you're in the market, maybe for some other electronic gifts and gadgets there for the family, or maybe you want to buy somebody a pair of headphones or something, you go on over there to Shack Electronics. It's the place to go for goodies for Christmas there. Shack Electronics with 12 Twin Cities locations. Tell them Rex King done sent you. I want all your little creeps to go over there and buy something. You hear me?
Go,
all right. Here we go, as I know y'all's has been awaiting for this here, and I'm mighty pleased to be able to present it to you here this morning here. Everybody's getting into the Christmas spirit, don't you know? They got all them Santa Clauses out there all over the place here, and little decorations going up, and everybody's singing Christmas carols. And I'm a-fixing to do for you today. I ain't gonna do the weather today. No, indeedy, Radio Rangers. Instead, I'm fixing to sing for you here Rex King's version of the night before Christmas. Hang on, because here we go. Somebody get the lawyers on the phone. We're going to need them. Here we go. Rex King's night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, you could hear my wife smack me as I unbuttoned her blouse. The kids was all nestled all snug in their bed, but I had to sleep on the sofa instead. The stockings was hung by the chimney, no doubt, and the doors was deadbolted to keep burglars out. And Ma in her kerchief and I in my cap, when I reached for her fondue, she give me a slap. On the lawn, there rose such a clatter, I crawled neath the bed and said, "Woman, you go see what's the matter. I ain't gonna..." But she was scared, so I run to the window. I run with a flash. It was only the garbage men collecting the trash. Then what to my wondering eyeball should appear but reindeer and some old wino dressed up like a queer. More rapid than prune juice, to courses they came, and he whistled and hollered and shouted and called them by name. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Blittens, I needs me a grain belt. Head straight for the kitchen. He broke in while I was a-turning around, and I heard him a-guzzling the beer he had found. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. With them pointy shoes and makeup, he must be a fairy. He didn't say nothing, but went straight to his work, collecting our silverware. This guy is a jerk. He was a-grabbing our china and sure having fun. So I run to the closet, and I come back with my gun. He was hungry, I guess, because he had hold of a Twinkie. But the way he was holding it, I thought sure he was kinky. I turned on the lights and I pointed my gun and I said, "Nah, I got you, so don't try to run." Then I moved to the phone and I called for the cops, 'cause they's used to dealing with spades, chinks, and wops. I was trying to be brave, but you know I was a faking. Then my wife come downstairs to see what was shaking. When she come in the kitchen, the robber turned white. He ain't never seen such a horrible sight. Her hair was in curlers, her face covered with gook, and I thought for sure the poor guy was going to puke. He gave back the forks and the knives and the spoons, and he said to me, "Mister, ain't your wife got no fondue?" back the dishes and he leaped for the door and he hollered, I just cannot take this no more. And I heard him exclaim as he's passing me by, you married that woman? I'll never know why. Why? 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 Why